Let's all stand. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we gather one more time, Lord, for your glory and your honor. Lord, such appreciative, Lord, a blessing and honor to be here this night, Lord. Lord, to serve you, praise your name, Lord, to hear thy word. Lord, we deem it a great privilege, Lord. We ask you to bless each and every one that made the effort to be here tonight. Lord, and bless thy words that comes forth to our hearts. We ask it in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Turn our Only Believe books, page 224. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one, no, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases, no, not one, no, not one. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No. promises in there you can hold to. Amen. I'd like to turn the page to, I think it's 598. Same book. Amen. Is this your desire? Deeper. Amen. Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus daily let me go. Higher, higher in the scroll of wisdom, pour up grace to know. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Oh, deeper, deeper, blessed Holy Spirit, take me deeper still. Fill my life is wholly lost in Jesus and his perfect will. Amen. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in the precious holy word. Oh, deeper, deeper, though it cost our trials, deeper let me go. Rooted in the holy love of Jesus, let me fruitful grow. Oh, deeper yet I pray. Amen. In thy precious holy word. Oh, deeper, higher, every day in Jesus, till all conflict pass. Finds me conqueror, and in his own image, perfected at last. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher. In the precious holy word, oh, deeper yet I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And wiser, blessed Lord, in the precious holy word. Amen. That's a great desire to have. Amen. Hallelujah. I'd like to sing this Abrahamic faith. Love this song. There's so many, amen, so much truth in this. We just stand on it. Amen. Abrahamic faith, the faith of God. Counting things that are not as though before they come. Oh, 25 years Abraham waited for a son. Though Sarah's womb was dead and his man he staggered not through unbelief. Faith grew stronger every day. Amen. Listen. His rugged faith in God caused his body to
has declared you could never be like Christ. And circumstances of life close in on every side. Just keep your eyes upon
could never be like Christ. And that's exactly what happens every day. Something's always battling you or somebody. And the circumstances of life close in on every side. It happens to all of us all the time. Just keep your eyes upon the Lord and boldly proclaim, I'm living by faith. Amen. Revelation. And my body's going to change. He is going to bring me to that place that He wants me in Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Never give up, saints. Keep pressing on, regardless what tries to come up against you. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. He's precious. Amen. Brother Sills, you might take that the offering. Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly so appreciative.
Yes.
Lord, as that song brings back a lot of memories, Father. Lord, Abrahamic faith. Lord, may that faith be found in every heart yes. that's here tonight. Lord, standing on your word, Father, no matter what the opposition yes. may bring, Lord, knowing that you never fail.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you're so wonderful. Father, we come to this phase of the service for the offering. Pray that you would just bless every hand that gives. May you return it to a multiple fold. Lord, that your kingdom may grow. Lord, to meet the needs, I pray. Bless every faith of this service, Lord. You just get the glory and honor in your precious holy name.
Amen. I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. Oh, tonight.
Amen.
Brother D. Long, would you take the request?
Heavenly Father, we're just so glad to be here again tonight, Lord, and singing that little chorus, Lord, and I look back over my life, Lord, and truly, Lord, I can see how I've been redeemed, yes. Lord, by grace, Lord, and Thy God, not worthy, Lord,
Amen.
And Thy God, you just help me, Lord, that I might be worthy, Lord, and Thy God, your blessing of salvation in this hour and age we're living in, and praying tonight, Lord, and each and every one of us gathered here tonight, Lord, that the desire of their hearts will be, Lord, to have a closer walk with you, Lord.
Yes.
You know, Lord, there's nothing else in this world, Lord, worth living for, Lord. And Thy God, but to have that desire and that draw, Lord, to get closer to you, Lord, and to do Thy will, and to have you to be able to live and manifest the very literal life of Jesus Christ in us and through us, Lord, in whatever measure that might be, Lord.
Yes.
Thy God, it be to your honor, your glory. Pray that you'd meet every need tonight, Lord. Those of us sick and afflicted, Lord, we pray, Father, that you stretch forth your hand, Lord, and touch them, Lord. And Thy God, let them know, Lord, that you care for them, Lord. And Thy God, that you'll lead them through, Lord, regardless, Lord, of what takes place in this life, Lord, that you be with them, Lord, even to the end. We pray, Father, now that you'd bless your brother tonight that comes forth, that anoint this speaker, Lord, anoint his lips, anoint his mind, Lord, that Thy God, that he might speak as the mind of Christ,
yes.
And having to speak here tonight, Lord, and Thy God, open our hearts to receive your word, Lord, that we might be strengthened thereby. We ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. At this time, we'll just ask our pastor to come. Can we sing that little chorus, I Want to Live the Way He Wants Me to Live? Amen. I want to live the way He wants me to live. I want to give until
precious Lord Jesus, how wonderful you are. The Lord, to know you is so precious. The very one that created the heavens and the earth and all the living creatures and every tree and every herb yielding after its kind. You are so tremendous in all that you do, Lord. How could we not let our hearts cry out to you? How could we keep from praising you and glorifying you for the greatness that you are? We appreciate you, Lord. As we've gathered here tonight in this little building, Lord, we just want you to have your way. No certain thing, Lord, just what you want. So we ask now that you would bless us and help us, Lord, again to draw closer to you somehow this night. And may we be more thankful tonight, Lord. May we be more appreciative of all that you've done for us. Again, Father, we will give you the glory and the praise for everything. In your most wonderful name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. My, it's such a privilege to know Him. Amen. And to serve Him. And to give your life to Him. And I trust that that's the same mutual feeling. Amen. In your heart. And as it is in mine, I appreciate the Lord, what He's done for me. So thankful. Let's turn our Bibles, if you'd like to turn with me before you sit down. Just have a little different type of service tonight. So I'm not going to go back into this because, again, I want to make sure as many possible can be here. But just a little something here and to think about. We find here in the book of Matthew, 5th chapter, and this begin here, let's see here, maybe about 13th verse, the 5th chapter of Matthew. Matthew 5 and 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. May the Lord bless you in His word. You may be seated. And I'll think about that. Just that, as simple as it may seem, and think of that little scripture in the 16th verse. Let your light so shine before men. My, people must be able to see something. They're going to see that something is changed in your life. They're going to see something is so much greater than it ever has been. And it's very noticeable. You know, as he talked about the salt, you know, now if a salt loses its savor, what good is it? I mean, if we have salt on the table to salt our food, but if it didn't taste like salt, we wouldn't use the salt. Is that right? But only because it tastes like salt, and our bodies oftentimes desire the taste of salt, and our bodies need salt. And, you know, then by tasting like salt, then we want to partake of it. And it's just something about salt that oftentimes just puts the final touch on something that makes it taste better, you know, makes a good taste from it. And as he says here, and let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. So is people supposed to see our good works? Absolutely they will. And they are and they will, you see. They're going to see life, a life changed. You know, where once maybe it would get so upset and it had a temper like a buzzsaw, as the old saying is. You know, and just every little thing come along in life, it just gets so upset. And angry about every little thing, you know, and people noticed it's no longer there no more. It's gone. They might have noticed you being a big jokester, you know, and just constantly joke. And yet the scripture says, let not foolish jesting be once named among you as you become saints, you know. So maybe they've seen that different about you. Maybe you had trouble lying. You just couldn't tell the truth. And people just didn't even want to listen to you anymore because they just figured, just a liar. You know, what good is his words? You know, don't mean too much. If he says something or she says something, it just doesn't mean anything. You know? And some people have that problem of being habitual liars, and they just one right after another. And then they tell so many they can't remember what they told somebody else, so then they tell another one to cover that one up, you know. And those people like that ain't got any light to shine, you know. But when God gets done with us, and while he's working on us, there's a light to shine to others. And as simple as it may seem to be, yet it ties in so greatly with the life of Jesus Christ made manifest in our life. And there's something about it when you see that change in someone's life. There's something about it, they can't hide it. It's like a light shining on a candlestick. It's not under a bushel. So it's shining and it's giving light to others. Because there is light there. And they can see there's light there. You know? But if it's under a bushel, you know, what good is it, you know? If it's nothing can be seen and no good works being seen. But if there's good works coming forth now and things is changing and you're becoming more like Christ, then people can begin to see something is there. Something real. Something genuine, that didn't used to be there in any of us. You know that? Didn't used to be in any of us. But by God's grace and his mercy, he's lit a candle. And it's beginning to shine. Shine out to others that Jesus Christ is alive in that individual or individuals, whoever they may be. But the prophet said here in his message, Influence, August 3rd, 1963. Now, this might be the shortest message I've ever brought, but I got a reason for it. All right. In Influence, August 3rd, 1963. Then the sick and afflicted, why we're here to pray for them, out of all the churches, and you go back to your church, wherever you come from, if you receive the Holy Spirit, or healed, go back with a testimony. Wonder how many times we go back with a testimony. You know? Of all the many things God does for us, you know? There is yet things that I would like to testify of, but I have to wait till the right time. You see? You say, oh, it ain't happened yet. Yes, it's happened. But I have to wait till the right time. There's a time and a season for everything. But yet, will we have a testimony to glorify God, not ourselves, because there is no good in any of us, but only through Jesus Christ. Our testimony is of his glory and of his great, powerful, gracious ways in our life. How glorious he is. How precious he is. Go back with a testimony and tell others, even though if your church doesn't believe in it, go anyhow. Where it's easy to let your light shine, where there is plenty of light, but we want light to shine where there is no light. Amen. Yeah. That's when it gives the best influence. And if you really think about it, that is so true. You know, giving light around those that have light is a great thing, and it pleases God. But also give a light where there's nothing but darkness, and glorify God. Oh, yes, people will maybe think you're crazy. They may think you're a nutcase, as the old saying is. But friends, when God lights something in your heart, how can you keep it still? How can you help but to help, try to help others? And some will just shun you and push you aside and don't want to hear it, you know. But maybe someday you'll run on to the right one that'll want to hear you, you know. And you never know when that one that wants to hear you will be the last one to come in. And won't that be glorious? But then the Lord Jesus can appear and take us all home, you see. He also says in Who Is This Jesus? Who is Jesus? This is June 20th, 1964. That's what you come together here for, is to testify what he has done for you. You say, oh, now I know what Brother Steve's doing. He's going to have a testimony service. I am, but we're going to have a one-man testimony. You know. That's what you come together here for, is to testify what he's done for you. That'll shine light to others so that it can be lit off. That's how the lamps in the tabernacle was lit, one from the other. Not a strange light or a new lighting, but the same light. It means it's the same God all the way through that shines the light. Amen. Amen. And you know it's the same God that saves you, that saves me. It's the same God that gives you the desire to serve God as he gives me the desire to serve God. It's the same God that forgive you of your sins, that forgive me of my sins. Yeah, it's the same one in flesh at home on the cross and gave his life for you and for me and for all of his, you see? And how we should let our light shine to others. How we should not be ashamed of the gospel and what he's done for us. But we ought to be so thankful and so appreciative of what he's done. Let me see if I can find a little scripture maybe. Romans 1 and 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. Yes. That your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Oh my. May that kind of faith be here in this little tabernacle. That it'll be spoken throughout the whole world. A people that'll be strong and firm on the Word of God. That regardless of what the cost is, shall remain firm. And may you be thankful, and I be thankful, for the faith that he has imparted into our hearts. Sure, we probably don't have it all, that's for sure. As a matter of fact, I know we don't. And you know, we probably need a lot of climbing yet. But I thank God for his mercy and grace that he is revealing his word to us. Amen. And making the word more alive to us, that each one of us can overcome more and more each time we receive the word. And that's the good thing. When people receive the word of God and you see overcoming in their life, that's a beautiful thing, saints. I love him. I appreciate him and I thank him for all he has done for me. He never stops doing things for me. It's constantly, day in and day out. You say, how could he do that many things for you? The love of Jesus Christ remains in my heart. He's doing something for me all the time. Yeah. If by grace I can receive his word for this day and it vindicate itself, he's doing something for me every day. If I continue to love his people and to serve his people and uphold his people before him without ceasing, I thank him for he places it in my heart. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Oh, love of God, do you love him?
Amen.
You really appreciate him for what he's done for you. Do you appreciate the very life that you have within you? Do you appreciate the very breath that you can breathe? Do you appreciate the healthy body he gave you? Do you appreciate the healing that he's doing in your body even now? Do you appreciate it? Do you appreciate your children? Yes. Do you appreciate your mother or dad if they're still living, they're here with you? Do you appreciate them? Do you appreciate your wife? Do you appreciate your husband? Do you appreciate your church? Do you appreciate your brothers and sisters in Christ? Oh, my. Then we've got a lot to be appreciative of, don't we? Amen. Be thankful for all things, Apostle Paul said. Amen. If Brother Mike would like to come up, I'd like for him, he wants to give a testimony tonight, so we're going to let him do that. And I don't know if he'll need this. Mike turned up a little bit or something. I'll let you brothers handle that because I don't know.
Anything like this before, so you'll have to bear with me. In case you don't know me, my name's Mike Reed, and I'm a new member of the church here, and I love each and every one of the members here for the support that they've given me. But I'll start my testimony. Like many people, I've muddled through life desiring love. How many people here really know what love is? Because I went through life up till I was 59 years old and didn't know what it was. Asking the Lord, why me, Lord? Well, that was all part of the journey. So, I found peace and understanding first. I was baptized when I was 40 years old. I was still searching for love. Several years later, after I had met some people, I was a little giddy about doing a job in New Straitsville. And we'd done heating and cooling in a building and done the fume hood. And I was still searching for love. No matter what happened, that man that owned that business was smiling and happy every single day. And he couldn't quit smiling. And he couldn't quit being happy. Didn't know what it was. But I said, I had to get me some of that. Because I had never seen anybody smile and be as happy as that man was. Now I understand it. I do understand. So, I started thinking differently about things I couldn't change. Then I stopped worrying about what they were doing, the people in my life, and more about me and what God wanted me to be. Then the journey got deep. I got real deep. On September 15th, my spouse threw me out of my home. And all the time I'm thinking, why me, Lord? Why is she doing this to me? I did nothing wrong. So, keep in mind, this is all still part of the journey. Yes, each and every day we're going down that road, and it's a journey. From that day on, I haven't stopped smiling. My face is hurt some days because all I do is smile. Because that part of my life wasn't what God wanted me to have. And it hurt me at first. But once I learned that that wasn't part of the life that He wanted for me, I smile every day. Every single day. So, we get this job done in New Straitsville, and I make a bunch of new friends, and I tell them, well, I'd like to start going to your church. And I meet a bunch more people. I love all of yous, each and every one of yous. But I love my Lord most. Amen. Because he was the one that pointed me in this direction. And it's all the journey. It's a journey. I'm 60 years old. And I had no idea what love was. Can you even conceive what that sounds like? I hear myself saying it, and I didn't know until I was 60 years old. So, all I can say is the Lord had His hand on me. And he continues to have his hand on me. Amen. And I've always asked for it, and I couldn't understand why. But he does what he does in his time. Amen. You can't hurry it. So, let's get to the heart attack part. Well, on November the 18th, 9 days after my birthday, I'm at work and I have a heart attack. I wasn't a bit scared. I didn't have any pain. Most people that have heart attacks have pain. Most people do. Lord had his hand on me. I was able to come out of that heart attack, drive myself home, clean up, and then drive myself to the hospital. And I had a heart attack for sure. So I'm in the hospital, and they won't let me leave. They tell me, well, you're not going home. Because if you go home, you'll probably go home and die. So I spent 11 days total in the hospital. On November the 28th, I believe it was. No, wasn't the 28th. 28th is the day I got out of the hospital. Mm. On the 24th, I had open heart surgery. Open heart surgery is a big thing.
Amen.
It's a huge thing. I seen my father go through it a lot of years ago. He had a stroke and, you know, arteries blocked and everything. And the Lord brought him through it. But you know the funny thing about that? I still didn't have no pain. I didn't have no fear. I didn't have, you know, most people would fear something like that. And I just told the doctors, I told them, I said, you know what? If this doesn't go right, I get to go home. I just had the right state of mind. Okay, I go through the surgery just fine. And I'm laying in my hospital bed the very same day I had my surgery. Okay, I didn't want to lay in that bed. I'm not the kind of person that you hold down. I'm always busy doing something. So I come to, I'm still intubated. I still have a catheter in. I still have a bunch of IVs on me. And I'm sitting up in the bed. And I'm intubated. Most people that are conscious are not intubated. They've already taken the tube out of their throat. And that means that, you know, that helps you breathe. So the nurse looks at me, and I look at her, and she says, what's the matter? And I'm trying to pull my left leg down on the floor. Because I want down out of this bed. I want out of this bed. So I reach my hand up and I tap on this pipe that's in my throat. And she's like, do you want that out? I shook my head yes, because I couldn't speak. So she said, okay, just be patient. I'll get the other nurse in here and we'll get it out. So it seemed like forever. Then they finally got it out. And she's looking me in the eye and I'm just sitting there on the bed. And she says, you have to breathe. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm trying. Give me a minute. So I took this breath, and then she's like, yes, that's what you need to do. So once she had that out and the catheter out, okay, I'm taking my left leg and I'm putting my foot on the floor. No, 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 we can't have that. And, you know, that's unorthodox. You know, that don't happen. She said, do you want to stand? And I shook my head yes, because I had the tube in my throat and I couldn't speak. And she's like, okay. She's like, let me get the other nurse here and we'll get you over here and stand. So my foot hit the floor. Okay. I'm wanting to stand. So I get the other leg and I swing it out. And I'm not allowed to use my arms. Nurses are helping me. So I stand up. And I still can't speak. And the nurse told me, she says, would you like to take a walk? Oh, I would love to take a walk. I would love to take a walk. And we're talking the very same day I had my surgery. So I'm walking down the hall, butt sticking out and everything, walking down the hall. I don't care. I'm not on this bed. And, you know, I'm not being held down. So, Thanksgiving Day, I get out of the hospital. I go to Brother Steve's house, and we have a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner together, and that's just all part of the love that my new family has given me, including my Lord.
Amen.
He's shown me how to love.
Amen.
He's shown me how to give it back. Okay, my closing statement is, so if you want love, it's a package deal. It's a package deal. It can only be found in my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Don't let lonely consume you. Don't ever let it happen. Ask because you are loved. You just don't know where to find it. Now I can't stop smiling. Thanks for listening to my testimony.
Amen.
And we give all the grace and the glory to my Lord.
If you want love, you come to the right place.
Amen.
Amen. For God is love.
Amen.
Isn't that scripture?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely it is. So we're thankful for Brother Mike, and so thankful what the Lord has done for him. And, you know, it's always good to see when someone can come in and trust in the Lord and turn their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've told him before, I said, everything don't happen overnight, you know. It didn't with you, and it ain't with me, you know. And I'm still learning.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, I'm still learning. So, but we just put our trust in the Lord and ask God to have his preeminence in our lives, you see. I'll read a little scripture, one more scripture here before we change the order of service here. Now, Luke 15, and we'll begin to read here about the third verse. Let's read this again. Amen. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after which was lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep it, or sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Amen. I thank God to know he rejoices when each one of us, as we have come in one by one, that there's rejoicing in heaven. He must think a lot about us, you know, to have rejoicing over us. That when we come back and he sees us want him, surrender our life to him. And like Brother Mike was saying, you know, it's a journey, you know. And sometimes in that journey, there's some mountains that have to be crossed over. Sometimes there's some awful wide valleys. Sometimes there's a lot of clouds and sometimes some storms in life. But it's so good to know that we serve the one that said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm so thankful. Amen. He's a great and loving God, an understanding God. Also, he's a God of wrath if we don't do what he says to do. But I thank God for his mercy. Because I myself was worthy of all his wrath. But one day, he turned me around. And I appreciate him for that. I love him. I could never repay him. No. But I trust that every passerby, you remember the token? That every passerby that passes by your life will be able to see Jesus Christ in your life. And be salty. Be salty that others may want to drink. You see, there is salty ones to cause Brother Mike to want to drink. You know? And I always did say, that'll do way more than all the words you could say. You can tell people of how you love Jesus and what he's done for you, and you can tell them how to get into the heaven and all this other stuff, you know. But there's just something about the life. The life that people will see. They may not quite understand it. But if there's a little seed laying down inside, there's something about it. They want it. I've got to have this. What is this, you know? What is this going on? I trust that all of our lives will be used for his glory. That if anybody's passing by, has this seed, that germ of life laying in them, may it spark something in their heart. Oh my. Because it goes the other way too. When they see a hypocritical life, they see a life that's not a Christian life, and yet our mouth claims that we are, then it's nothing but a stumbling block for them. And then the people go away saying, I would want that religion. Yeah, because they don't see anything. But maybe Brother Mike's light that's been lit, I trust it. Maybe his daughter will see it. Oh, my. And may she desire that light. That it's a candle that all can see. Amen. May each one of our lives be that. Oh my. Wherever we go, whatever we do in life, may somebody see that light shining. That it'll not be under any bushel, but it'll be out where everybody can see it. Amen. And that's what's pleasing to God. Amen. Won't you sisters come to the instruments, please? So see, as far as me, myself, that's by the shortest sermon I've ever had. I ought to get a cookie for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I ain't going to get too many cookies, I guess, you know, but I deserve one for that. And by the way, I had my cookie before service. My wife made some cookies, so I had my cookie already. All righty. And apple pie. Yeah. Brother Mike likes his apple pie. Yeah, he sure likes that apple pie. Well, I want Brother Mike to know we love him. We love him very much. And it don't make no difference what people has done in the past. I know what I've done in the past. How could I hold it against somebody for what they did when I'd done it too? You know, I'd done things wrong in my life. Yeah. Is one thing bigger than the other? No. If you transgress in one part of the law, you transgress the whole law. You see? So, we're all saved with the grace of God. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen, sister. You sure can. Good.
And the leukemia is in remission.
Good.
And of course, my doctor that's been doctoring me for about 2 years, she's kind of simply amazed with it. $39,000. Hmm. And of course, the medication and everything that she was giving me. The first month I went back, my blood count was back to normal in 1 month. And the medication that she gave me was making me sick, so she had to change it 400 times. But every month I went back and they checked out. It didn't. It moved. It just got better all the time.
Amen. That's good. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. So thankful that He is the great physician. Amen. The great physician is near right now. Oh, yeah. He's here to take care of you. Just say, Lord, I need Thee. I need Thee. I believe Your word, Lord. By faith. By faith. Just say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast in the sea, and doubt it not. It shall be done. My, that's so wonderful. Amen. Let us stand. Has anybody got a song you want to sing? Anybody at all? Brother Timothy?
I'm just thinking of that little chorus, I never knew love. So
amen. Ain't that the truth? Is that in the book here? Is it? It's not in the book. Okay. Well, let's try to sing it. Just help me. I'm not real good with till I met Jesus, I never knew love. I met Him. Brother Timothy, come on up. Amen. I never knew love, nor the meaning of
Brother Smith sang last night. He was here with us. I'm so glad He found me. Amen. Oh, how great is our God. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great is His word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, you want Him to lead you? Amen. Oh, glory to His name. Amen. Before we dismiss, has anybody else got anything you'd like to say or a song you'd like to sing? Amen. Give everybody an opportunity. Amen. You know, we had visited a church there a while back, and the opportunity was given, and my wife gave her testimony, and wouldn't believe how many sisters came to her and said, "I can't believe you had the courage to give your testimony." I said, "My, what God's done for all of us. May we always take the time and the courage to stand up. It may be hard. We might have to stumble through some words. But make sure you give God all the glory and the honor for what he's done. Amen." Let's just bow our heads. Lord, we are so thankful for this little service. Lord, to come in around your precious word and saints of like precious faith. And Lord, to draw strength from one another. And Lord, to feel, as our brother mentioned in his testimony, the love that you have placed in each heart. And Lord, that's what's rejuvenating back from each one of us, Lord, is what you've given us. And Lord, we're just so thankful that when we were unlovable, Lord, and in many of sad shape, you still loved us. And Lord, you've been ever mindful of every step we've taken. And Lord, as you should tarry till tomorrow, you'll still be there watching and guiding. And Lord, none of us know what the future holds or what we may face. But Lord, we know who holds tomorrow. And Lord, we just ask you to lead us. And we put our trust in you to lead and guide, Lord. And we just ask that through it all, you would receive the glory and honor for it all. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll continue to bless each and every one. Those that could be here this evening, Lord, and those that couldn't, that had to travel, just bless them. And Lord, Sister Marilyn, we just want to keep letting her know that we love her, Lord. And
amen.
We're praying for her. Just our love goes out to her and Brother Bobby, Lord, as well. Lord, we just are thankful for each one. And Lord, we just pray you'll bring us back if you should tarry at the next appointed time, and we'll come hungry, asking you to feed us. And we'll see that you receive the praise and the glory for it all. In the precious name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just sing it one more time as you go. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great is bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen.
I'd like to say something before you leave. I would really like to somehow the whole church get down and see Billy Geisinger at one time. If we can work it out. I don't know if we can do it on a Saturday or...
I'm free.
What's that?
I'm free.
Are you free? Okay. Or maybe one of the holidays that everybody's off, like a New Year's Day or Christmas Day. I don't know what times everybody has off, but or if we have to, we'll do it on a Sunday. But I want to just do that. I feel for him so much. I don't know how he takes it. It's just God's grace that he can take it in that atmosphere and be there in that atmosphere all the time. And I think it would just be very good for him if he just all gathered down there. Yeah. Brother Finley is going to check on, make sure that we can get a certain room and maybe to where all of us fit in it and just fellowship with him for a little bit and let him know we care for him.
Yeah.
You know, he's just been so good to us. And, you know, even though he can't be here, he's just always wanting to try to help out, you know, financial and the finances and things. And, you know, I appreciate him. You know, he means a lot to me. He really does. And I pray that God will bless him and strengthen him. And like I say, maybe we just kind of talk it over and kind of see when everybody could do it. If everybody could do it on maybe a Saturday, we could do it that way. Or if you want to do it all on a day we're off on one of the holidays, we'll do that. Whatever works best for you, I'm willing to do whatever we can do.
Amen.
So it's whatever basically you can all do. But would y'all be able to do that or want
Amen.
To do that?
Amen.
Get in and see Brother Guy Singer. I think we ought to together, you know. Yeah, it'd be quite a crowd, but that's fine. I'm sure he'll enjoy it, and I'm sure he'll appreciate it. Yeah. So, you know, it's one thing, think more on the things of others than yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, he's accept, appreciate it. Yes.
We went down here today. You know how much Bobby loves all you. His
sure.
heart is here.
Amen. I'm sure. Yeah. So like I say, let's pray about it and talk it around and see what we can work out. And we'll do that. Alrighty.
Amen.
So, and like I say, if somebody needs a ride or something like that, we'll figure that out too. Get something put together where we can, like I say, just all go down there together. All right, may the Lord Jesus richly bless you.
Amen.
Dismissed.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.